welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 26th. You'll be interested to know, 213 years ago, today in 1812, in opposition to the redrawing of districts to favor incumbents in an upcoming election, the Boston Gazette published a satirical cartoon that graphically transformed the districts into a fabulous animal, the gerrymander, thereby introducing the term gerrymander into the American lexicon and highlighting the manipulation of electoral boundaries. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 4 to 6 feet throughout the morning, providing excellent conditions. Winds are currently sideshore at 2 mile per hour, ensuring smooth surfaces. As the day progresses, expect a shift to onshore winds, which may create some chop in the afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 17 seconds and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5.5 feet at 7:30 a.m. with a minus 1 foot low tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday through Saturday will experience choppy conditions with winds consistently exceeding 8 mile per hour, peaking at 14 mile per hour on Saturday afternoon. Morning sessions will remain relatively fair with lighter winds, but afternoons will see increasing onshore winds causing rough surf. Wave heights will fluctuate from stomach to shoulder high on Thursday to head high by Friday, gradually tapering to waist high by Saturday evening. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 60 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:07 and will rise again tomorrow at 6:42. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early this morning, clearing up by mid-morning, giving way to partly sunny skies, with a high near 66 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 11 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 54. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies Thursday and Friday with highs around 64 to 67. Saturday and Sunday bring partly sunny weather with highs near 64 to 65. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, frugal travelers in San Diego are in for a treat as Frontier Airlines has announced 3 new nonstop routes from San Diego International Airport. This expansion brings the total to 8 nonstop destinations. Starting June 12th, flights to Chicago are available for an introductory fare of $69 one way. The next day, June 13th, service to Austin, Texas, will begin 4 times a week at an introductory fare of $59, while flights to Salt Lake City will operate 3 times a week for $39. Frontier also introduced its new Frontier program, featuring upfront plus seating, which avoids selling the middle seat. Now on to sports. Welcome, baseball fans, to the 2025 Major League Baseball opening week. As the season kicks off, The reigning World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers, lead our initial rankings with a projected record of 102 wins and 60 losses, boasting nearly 98% playoff odds. The Dodgers aim to defend their title with a highly talented roster. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves and Philadelphia Phillies are also in contention with strong playoff odds. The season promises intense competition and exciting storylines as teams strive for glory. Stay tuned for all the thrilling action ahead. In local sports, tonight, the Kings triumphed over the Rangers 3-1 at Crypto.com Arena. Kevin Fiala shined with 2 goals, including an empty netter. Philip Dinault added a crucial power play goal. Law's defense held strong, allowing only 23 shots. The Kings are now 40-21-9. Tomorrow night, the Kings face the Avalanche in Denver. Last night, the Lakers were off. Tomorrow afternoon, the Lakers face the Indiana Pacers at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The Lakers come in with a record of 43 wins and 28 losses, sitting in first place, but they are on a 3-game losing streak. The Pacers are hot, riding a 5-game winning streak with a record of 42 wins and 29 losses, placing them in second. LeBron James is probable with a left groin strain, and Rui Hachimura is probable with left patellar tendinopathy. Tip-off is at 4:30. In top news, in a startling revelation, a journalist inadvertently received U.S. military plans via a group chat on Signal, involving national security officials discussing impending strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. The incident unfolded on March 15th when the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, texted details about the operation, including precise timelines and targets. This breach raises significant concerns about national security protocols, as the use of Signal for such sensitive discussions is not authorized. The implications of including an unverified participant in these conversations could lead to serious legal and operational ramifications for the Trump administration. In business news, Bayer shares experienced a significant decline after a jury in a Georgia state court ordered the company to pay $2.1 billion related to its Roundup weed killer. The jury's verdict included $2 billion in punitive damages and $65 million in compensatory damages. Following this ruling, Bayer stock dropped 6.6% to €22.48. Bayer disputes the verdict, asserting it contradicts scientific evidence. The company has paid around $10 billion to settle claims, with approximately 67,000 cases still pending. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $87,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $2,100. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes. So listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Colorado psychedelic mushroom experiment has officially begun. Regulators are issuing licenses for psychedelic mushroom providers and plan to authorize state-run healing centers for supervised consumption by late spring or early summer. This follows Oregon's lead As both states have decriminalized these mushrooms, despite their Schedule I status, under federal law. Medical experts highlight the potential of psilocybin to treat depression and anxiety, particularly in those unresponsive to traditional therapies. As Colorado prepares for this new chapter, advocates emphasize the importance of ensuring safety and accessibility in these emerging therapeutic settings. And in entertainment news, in a significant shift for the James Bond franchise, producers Amy Pascal and David Heyman are stepping in, marking a broccoli-free era. Pascal, known for her work on Spider-Man and Casino Royale, and Heyman, recognized for Harry Potter, will collaborate on the next Bond film. Courtney Valenti, Amazon's film chief, emphasized their greatest sense of responsibility in continuing the legacy established by Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson. In a joint statement, Pascal and Heyman acknowledged Bond as one of the most iconic characters in the history of cinema and expressed excitement for his upcoming adventure. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet, Emily Dickinson. And she said, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tunes without the words, and never stops at all." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.